237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAprepares.com with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. We're going to talk about herbs, herb farming, and getting started. I just want to mention, though, that during the news, top of the hour, Jesse Jackson Jr., has been living off campaign contributions for years. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? He has admitted in a guilty plea that he's lived off campaign contributions for years. How much? $750,000. So people are giving him money, and he's been living off it, thinking that they're helping him as a candidate, and they're actually funding his lavish, extravagant lifestyle. It's outrageous. But he's not the only one. There's a whole bunch of these thugs that do the same thing. And that's why I say, well, never reelect anyone. Never. Never, 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 never reelect anyone. That way you won't make a mistake. And the retail business outlook is weak. No kidding. No kidding. We see it every day. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, let's talk about this business plan that we are writing for our herb farm.
Okay, it's called Getting Started.
Getting Started.
Yeah, you need a plan of some kind of what crops you're going to grow and why. Now, this is like an 8-hour intensive workshop that I do. And usually, if I have 60 to 120 people, at the end of the day, each person in that workshop will have a minimum of 3 crops they're going to start this next year with. And it's always smart to do less than 2 acres on each crop at first to see, get familiar with the crop, and get a better sense of how it works. Of course, everybody's interested in making money right out of the gate, and that would be flowers. If you grow flowers, the local florist, through thick and thin, everybody dies, everybody needs flowers at the funeral. That's where they come from. Most flowers are imported. Imagine being a domestic source right on location with your own little delivery truck or whatever. Now, you got to think about what you want to do. Making an herbal coffee, that, to me, is going to be the first thing that if the grid goes down, coffee is not going to come from Ethiopia as easily as it does. And as such, it would be, and in the past, your grandparents had their own postum or herbal coffees that they made with chicory and dandelion. And these are the kinds of things you want to think about. Why you want to grow one crop over another. Once you've got your list of crops, the next thing, that usually happens in January. You get your plan done in January. And then in February, you order your seed. And there's several ways to do it. If you're putting in coriander, they usually use a drill. A drill is more efficient than broadcast because you need 10 times as much seed where you throw the seed out and it just grows in thick mats. The idea being the closer it grows to each other, the less weed problem that you have with cultivation. However, drilling is a new technology where you look at the germination ratio, and that means you need so many seed per acre or per inch, whatever way you want to look at it. And when we do row crops, you were talking about 10,000, you know, like a peppermint. Let's say you were going to grow peppermint. You would need approximately 10,000 plants per acre. Now, that's a greenhouse project in February, where the plants, by the time it's April, are probably, oh, maybe 4 inches tall in the greenhouse. You take them outside to harden them off for a later transplant into row cropping. You usually start with most mints in a row crop situation, and within one cutting, you now have a mother block where it's a solid acreage. And there are, you know, like lemon balm or some of the other kinds of crops that are mints that are easily grown like that. And so your seed orders don't need to be as hefty if you choose to greenhouse your products during the winter, getting them ready to put out into the field. The next thing that's very important is how are you going to grow your crops? Are you going to be certified organic? Do you want to go to be certified organic? Or do you want to use herbicides, pesticides? Most herbs and spices have not been studied for herbs and weeds and noxious insects of that kind. And so there's all kinds of things you can do to use natural sources for insecticides. For example, pyrethrum. And you could be growing pyrethrum. It's a chrysanthemum. It grows very easily in Missouri. And you could do strips around your crops to form little barriers for bugs and weeds to come in from your neighbor's stuff. The problem is a lot of your soil has been misfarmed for so many years, it's full of toxins. And so often people might want to give the soil a rest by doing a green manure. That's where you grow a cover crop and plow it under. You can inoculate that crop with a mushroom and it will bioremediate your chemistries within 1 year. It's simple to become certified organic from terrible corn crop. Things that use Roundup and other things like that. There's all kinds of possibilities. And so you need a plan. And you then start a seed order, and by spring you're out of the gate. Most farmers are like a physicist. They multitask, and that means animal husbandry, that means welding, that means all kinds of different kinds of skills. That's what makes a farmer more unique than others. They're like scientists. They know how to do a number of different things well. And a lot of winters, I used to spend in the shop designing new machinery that would I try out in the spring to see how it worked. That's what I would do. Well, it's, you know, little boy kids working around a potbelly stove. I even remember the old days when the local had a potbelly stove, and that's where you went to talk politics before you went out into your fields.
You know, Rick, it's funny and amusing that you say that, because that's what we do. That's what we farmers do.
I know, it's
we
been tinker lost out here in the West. It's all traditions that it's makes my heart glad. I'm a small rural farm community advocate. I believe in small communities.
They
can
have
a neighborhood. We can set up kibbutzim. Let me tell you. You know, growing for the barrio. You know, food.
Rick, we've got a small farm store in town here. And there are some old chairs that are kind of lined up in a semicircle, if you will.
There you go.
From the 1960s. And what happens is the farmers will get to the farm store in the morning, and they'll grab a cup of coffee, and they'll sit down, and they'll solve the world's problems. They'll talk about, you know, techniques and inventions and innovations that they've come up with. And they'll spend maybe a half hour, 45 minutes there. They'll buy what they need, the supplies they need, and then back to the farm they go. And they do it every day, except Sundays.
That's kind of like radio right now, in a sense, you know?
Yeah. And that's what we do as farmers.
I miss that out here. We used to have the Granges. We have Granges. You know, each county will have usually, you know, 10, 11 Granges per county in our state. I don't know how it varies in other states, but that's where all the people met. They have a country store and the Grange. Those were the two places everybody went, church, you know, in the community. Out here, it has become lost because of the urbanizational concept of it. And a lot of people don't know their neighbors anymore.
Right. You know? Well, actually, you know, in where I live, it's probably still 1950. Maybe 1960. Church
I
is very
it where you were. It's beautiful, you know.
Churches are important, and you know, you see, you actually see the farmers in their overalls, and you know, you see their farms decorated with farm equipment. You know, I used to wonder before I started farming back in the 1980s. I would look at farms and I'd say, you know, what's with these guys? You know, why can't they be more neat, more organized? And, you know, it's because they work until the very last minute that they can, and it gets dark, and they just stop right there. And, you know, sometimes equipment doesn't start back up, and there's always stuff broken on the farm. It's like a never-ending challenge to keep the equipment running, and the list of things to do is so much longer than the time available to do those things.
You know, farming isn't about the money you're going to make or not make. It's about a way of being and the lifestyle. And it is interesting. It will nurture you back. Even though I was always broke on a farm, I was also very, very happy.
Yeah, yeah.
There's something about the quietness of being able to take a whiz wherever you want to in your field, the fact that you can't even see your neighbor's house. You know, that's how much land you have or the terrain. And that when you went to visit someone, it was a journey and special. And you always brought something as a gift. Those concepts and ways of being have been lost. And that's what I would like to see happen again as the weather changes and our environment changes and our way of life because of the grid. I'd like to see us going back to those kinds of places. Ecotopia. That's what I'll call it, where you ride your bicycle, you don't have an automobile, where you run your automobile off of alcohol, you don't have gasoline, where you know, you see where I'm going with this thing, a little slower pace, where more of what you do is for you, not for the buyer.
Rick, we've got a neighbor, several neighbors. One of them's in his 70s, and he'll hop on his four-wheeler and ride a couple miles down the road, you know, without any tags on his four-wheeler, think nothing of it, and show up at the farm at 7:30 in the morning. He'll bring some homemade butter, and we'll just have breakfast together. Unannounced, uninvited, he just shows up, and it's just the way we do things here in Missouri. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 20th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $15.94.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.34.14, $8.17.07 for a half ounce, or $408.54 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.34.14, $8.17.07, and $408.54.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, class, lightning and thunder here in Missouri. The uninterruptible power kicked in. Alex, you may want to get ready for Plan B, just in case we get knocked off. I'm just watching the statistics, but we had thunder, you know, shook the building quite violently a couple of seconds ago during the break. Okay, well, we're still on the air. And, Rick, you mentioned, well, I'll tell you what, Rick, if I get knocked off, you know, I'll try to reconnect and, you just keep going. Sure. How about that?
Yeah, you bet. No problem. It's cool.
Okay. Rick, you mentioned postum and you mentioned chicory. Can we talk about planting chicory and what's involved in that right now?
I think chicory is a root crop, so you can take it just like you would potatoes.
Yeah. Well,
now,
Rick, my favorite
new gizmo that you can find used. Used equipment's always good. Mostly from Missouri, it will be Aaron up in Chicago. They've got 100 acres of used equipment stacked, and you can find almost anything you need up there, or you can find it enough that you can modify it. Mills, you know, hammer mills, whatever. Okay, now, there is a thing called a carrot puller that was developed by New Holland and in California mostly, and what it does is it shoots a tube down into the ground, and by suction, pulls the root right straight up, and as it does, a knife comes over and separates the chicory's head, or in case it was dandelion you were growing, which even grows better than chicory, you know, you got dandelion leaf over there and you can make an herbal chew out of it or something. And then you've got your dandelion root over there, which you can hog down and eventually roast like you would coffee. Now, used roasters, because there's so many people out here with coffee beans anymore out here. The Midwest is pretty crazy. You know, you were still drinking that cowboy coffee, and I don't know what I'd do without my latte. But you can buy these used equipment, roasters. It'll do 800 pounds in a batch, not, you know, 20 pounds, but 800 pounds in a batch, like Starbucks kind of thing, and out of Idaho. And so they're around. And carrot pullers in Stockton, California. And now you're good to go with used equipment. How do you get the used equipment to farm? Rail seems to be the cheapest. You can dray it or go do it yourself, where you just drive it, you drive out and get it and drive it back home. That's a good way to sightsee and see how other people are doing what they're doing in the fields. Out here in the West, we have 5 to 20 acre parcels where people are setting it up with projects. Like, let's say you had a light forest area, you could be growing angelica, which grows everywhere in that area. Easily, you know, you have a light wooded forest. You don't have a lot, you know, it's deciduous, et cetera. And you could be growing angelica in the woods that is for the liquor industry. You could be flavoring. You could be doing blessed thistle, you know, which is an annual. And that's used to make alcoholic beverages as well. But blessed thistle is also used as Solarium, you know, for your prostate. And so golden seal, of course, lovage is another one that grows in your area. And then wild indigo for dyes. They all grow perfectly in your forest as they are without any kind of change at all. And while you might not be doing row cropping in the forest, you could, with a small rototiller, be putting these crops in as secondary sources for making alcohol, pharmaceutical medicines locally, that kind of thing.
Well, Rick, if we wanted to experiment on a very, very small scale.
Can do a big garden. Try that out. Put a still back there and make Jack Daniels. Start there. Or grow some log mushroom, like shiitake, on oak logs. Throw them in the woods. Watch how they grow and harvest them as you get out in the woods. You'll be doing that in the winter right now, is harvesting your mushrooms when it's cold.
Rick, did you know that I got knocked off the air twice while you were talking?
No, I didn't.
I have no idea what you said for the last 3 minutes.
Oh, it's too bad. It was pretty good stuff on how to live in the woods.
Let's talk about that when we come back on the other side. Also, growing medicines for prostate when we come back. We'll be right back.
This is your call to action. Action. Will you survive? Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA, the Get Prepared Expo. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds. Negotiating for your life. Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse. Disease prevention. Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food. Defending your home and family. Surviving tornadoes. Water filtration and purification. Build buckets of storable food. Are you prepared for solar storm? Nuclear meltdown. Dollar collapse. Skyrocketing food and fuel prices. Earthquakes. Tornadoes. Where is your plan? Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th, Howland Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Meet USA Prepares Vincent Vanelli, Dr. Norman Shealy's team, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Dr. Joel Wallach, Dr. David Pruitt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Frank Underhill, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, and over 50 more instructors. $8 one day and $15 weekend passes. Online. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Is your immune system under siege? Allergies and crippling immune diseases are on the rise. Vaccines, radiation, and GMOs lead the charge against your health. Fortunately, health-conscious consumers are enlisting the help of RNA drops. RNA drops turn on the signals and switches in virtually every cell of your body to activate what science calls your junk DNA. RNA drops provide you with the ammunition you need to win the war on disease, pain, depression, and decline. Hear hours of testimonials from people just like you at RNAfreesample.com. That's RNAfreesample.com. And order a free one-month supply of RNA drops. Pay only shipping and handling at RNAfreesample.com or call toll-free 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703 or visit RNAfreesample.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day,
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
This is a real challenge today. We have to keep resetting our equipment. Rick Miller's with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. You can go to his website, richardallenmiller.com, richardallenmiller.com. He's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo April 6th and 7th, and Rick's going to be doing a seminar on the following date. That's a Saturday-Sunday expo, April 6th and 7th. And on the 8th, Rick's going to be with us, and he's going to be doing a special seminar where you can spend the entire day with him right at the same location in Lebanon, Missouri. Rick, you want to tell us about your seminar?
Well, yeah, it's critical decision. precision-making power tools is used by Navy SEALs. I was a Navy SEAL. I was SEAL Unit Number 1. And this was the protocol I developed for us, or my team, in terms of how to think with the gut. It's called ESP induction through forms of self-hypnosis. And it's like using your different states of consciousness where in these places you have a better guessing ratio than you do with logic mind. You're thinking with your gut. And that's part of a two-day event that Matt Stein and I do on urban survival skills workshops.
Yeah, that's going to be a really neat seminar. We're going to give you more and more information about that over the next week or so.
How to live in the woods, how to be in the environment you choose to be in. There's many different ones and habitats, and my farming included Arctic Alaska and tropical Hawaii. I was a domestic source of supply before I retired. We were exporting to China, but that concept, I'm now going to suggest as the postman that we do it more for smaller rural delivery. And, you know, pharmaceuticals, dyes. You know, I mentioned wild indigo. I mentioned lovage and golden seal and blessed thistle. Blessed thistle is used in alcohol, and at the same time, the seed is your Silymarin. And that's the, you know, for the prostate. You have pharmaceuticals right there locally that could be used, and it's like in each habitat is different because we climatize our bodies also. It turns out that pharmaceuticals like golden seal, which is hydrastine, has a chemical analog in every environment. Out here in the West, it's Oregon grapefruit and Barbarus aquifolium. And so it's berberine and hydrastine. And the berberine is like a precursor, and out here we're more wet. And so our bodies require a different kind of a metabolization. And that's what I got into and wrote books on. I have a new five-volume set coming out called the Encyclopedia of Alternative Agriculture for Urban and Semi-Rural Communities. You know, special prepper agriculture. How to live off the land. Have it
give back to you. When will that be available?
That's already in. Well, they're turning it into an e-book so that it's available through. I think we're going to do Kindle Nook. Probably on that one. It'll be Kindle, Nook, that'll be Barnes & Noble. But, and with that, it's already done. What I've got now is just converting it over because we have the NAGS, everything's done. Something I've written, 10 years of newsletters, and we cross-indexed them into 5 300-page volumes and on different forms of, you know, growing anything, dandelion, chicory, burdock. Burdock turns out, you know, all over your place. Burdock is a vegetable in Europe and very highly prized, and there are different kinds, which means that if you've got the one, you can weed it out and grow the one you want. Habitat.
Rick, we were talking about we didn't talk about prostate cancer, but some of the medical professionals I know have said that if a man lives long enough, he will without doubt get prostate cancer. Now,
well,
you were talking
like
about
plumbing. That's what it is, literally. If you looked at your body as a house that you're inhabiting and you've got a plumbing system.
Yeah, well, Rick, let's talk about what can we grow. Let's do this.
Blessed for those who for the Biosilymarin, and that is it. And out here we do hawthorn berry, saw pimento. In your state, you could probably grow cranberries. There's
okay,
half a dozen things you can do. The blessed thistle is so easily grown. I mean, that would be the one I do. And then you have to figure out a way with a vacuum pickup to collect the pollen, you know, the seed, when it goes off and has that little fluffy thing from dandelion. And or this would be with thistle, that you want to catch that thistle seed, because that is where that is like a type of, when you mill it down and you take that, it goes through your urinary tract and scrubs it. It's like a, it's a cleanser, cleaning up your rusty pipes.
Rick, when, all right, so what can we grow in a bucket? And what I'm talking about is...
basil. You could grow basil in a bucket and have enough to feed your family all year if you put it in the right light in the inside of the kitchen. You know, have a special lighting and system in there where your light from the sun is filtered in, even if it's snowing. And you can grow basil all year round and, lie in just a bucket. In fact, there's half a dozen spices you could do like that. Or you have them growing as part of your kitchen.
In our dining room, it gets some sun, and we have basil growing in our dining room for that reason. And it's growing in a, you know, small, maybe a 1 foot diameter.
You know, and you're not Italian. Well, yes, you are. My goodness sake. So you should be actually into pesto. And frozen pesto was a business plan I put together for Neiman Marcus. It's in 4 acres of basil will net over $2.7 million in gross sales in the New York markets, the Jewish markets, for frozen pesto. I used macadamia nuts over pine nuts. That works pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And you freeze it. Have a little operation right there on the farm so that the product going out farm gate is your labor, too. Not somewhere else's labor. That's the way you do it. You employ lots of high school kids. Football teams. Our football team is doing, they're doing all the chefing down at our bistro tonight for a big football thing. Community.
He talked about 4 acres of basil netting $2.7 million. You know, that's incredible.
Absolutely. That's labor mostly. If you grow flowers, that's $20,000 an acre just in the labor that gets paid, whether it's you or someone else. Like baby's breath. If you're growing baby's breath for the local florist, that's about $20,000 an acre just to the labor. If you wanted to gypophilia, you wanted to put it in, glycerin and diet. Bristol Ferry, you know, where you have angel white. Now, that is three times more than $20,000 an acre. And that's how it works. Cottage industries, niche marketing. You're not growing storable commodities. You're growing commodities once a year, and your wife is canning it. Sell it that way, locally. Or barter. That's better. Not talk about it as money. But I'll do this for your honey.
Yeah. Rick, you're talking about a cannery, a while back.
Well, just local. You have little businesses there that are doing things, the Mormons, whatever, you know.
Well, back in Virginia, I remember that they had an old cannery that they shut down. It was shut down for maybe 20 years. And
that's called appropriate technology. Remember that word. That came from Canada, Ministry of Agriculture. It's called appropriate technology, where you identify the physics that you have in your little community. If it's tractors or a bunch of dead tires, who knows? You look at that as a resource base, and that's what you build your plan around. That's what I meant about a basic farm plan. That's what I do. I do basic farm plans. I have another website for all of this kind of information. Go to NW, that's for Northwest, Botanicals, plural, .org, the creature under the bridge. NWBotanicals.org, and there's a wealth of information on how to get started, download articles. And that's where I'll be doing a lot of other of my things. Northwest Botanicals. I've been doing that for 40 years. That business. This is what I did. Went into the woods and made a living off the environment. And this year I may do 150 truckloads of ponderosa pine cone to North Judson, Indiana. Been doing that for 40 years.
What do you do with
the primary Dutch buyers? He would love to have local native plants delivered to him that he could use for Walmart, Michaels, and Lowe's. That's what he does. But, you know, those kinds of things are changing. And the kinds of crops I would suggest are the ones you need right there locally so you don't have to get them from somewhere else.
Rick, I'm kind of interested in this saw palmetto. Can you tell us again what we have to do to actually grow it?
Well, saw palmetto is from Florida. So it's a vine that grows as a noxious weed in Florida. And my friend has a liquid carbon dioxide plant down there where he goes after the saw palmetto. In your area, you probably could grow hawthorn berry, which Europe now supplies us, and sell my friend to my friend with that, you know, just the hawthorn berry. How would you do the hawthorn berry? I would get a vacuum, commercial vacuum cleaner, and blow it into the back end of a truck, and then I would take it to a sifter and separate chaff and crap with the berry. Sack it. 50-pound sack, stitch it, and that's loaded up. Now, that's page one. Page two would be where you had your own liquid carbon dioxide plant. You did some extraction and had concentrate and, you know, made pharmaceuticals locally with your rating, and you can sell that to Europe. And European markets, by the way, just for the record, are literally anything that would be sold in the United States, it's literally 10 times more in Europe. 10 times.
What do you mean? They're selling 10 times more, or it's worth 10 times more?
Yeah, like peppermint leaf. We'll use 600,000 pounds, and they'll do 6 million pounds. Yeah.
Got it. Richard Allen Miller, we'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
You've heard about, or even used, colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neopharah. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neopharah.com, spelled Neopharah.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neopharah.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Richard Allen Miller's website, richardallenmiller.com, richardallenmiller.com, and you can order the book, you can order it on Amazon, and I've got my copy right here in the studio. Rick's going to be with us at the Get Prepared Expo. He was with us before, he's coming back, and he stays at the farm. Okay. Alex, thanks so much. I really appreciate it. I'll tell you what, class. It's been tough. It's been tough. The high-speed digital went down. Telephone lines went down. And I just connected with Alex on the cell phone, and we just got back high-speed digital. Rick, we've been talking about herb farming. We've been talking about building a plan, and how would you suggest we proceed through reading materials that you've published? How do we link to those?
On my website, the nwbotanicals.org website, has a whole bunch of papers, including how to start your own farm plan. And then I have a couple of books there's going to be a whole slew of books shortly, but for now there's three major books there at herbfarminfo.com. And part of Conrad Richter's Richter's of Canada. I write for Richter's of Canada. That's a good place to start. Read those questions and answers in the Q&A section of Richter's.com. It was his father, Otto Richter, that was the first certified organic farm movement up in Canada in the early 50s out of Switzerland. And Conrad is the oldest son, is continuing in his father's work. They're like Johnny Select Seed. They're a good place to get certified organic seed and make sure you're getting what you want.
Rick, what I've done is I was able to publish very quickly the link to that on the website. So, class, if you go to usapreparers.com, you'll see a post at the top of page one. It says, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Herb Farming Series. You can click on that, and you can then click where it says click here. It'll take you right to the website that Rick is just talking about.
You know, I'm just like coming out of the closet. I have, in those PDFs, I have more than 360 of them. And the encyclopedia is a major 5-volume set. The 5th volume is cross-referencing the other 4 volumes, so almost anything you want to find. And then I have 6 more, including farm plans for different regions of the United States. That's another book that I'm coming out with. And what I'm trying to do, I do individual farm plans for people now. And what I do is I like to walk their 4 corners. If I can actually be there physically, like your farm, I know exactly what you should be growing and where I'd grow it and how. That's the level, and I'm 69, which means I've only got a few more years to show people how to do it, because it is not a lost art. It is going to be our salvation. Decentralizing, having our local rural communities.
Rick, how would you like us to get in touch with you should we want to have you come to our farm, or should we want to talk to you about consulting for us?
Directly by email or talking to me on the telephone, and you're welcome. It's a business phone, so I'm at 541-476-5588. I've had that number for probably more than 25 years, and I'm Rick at nwbotanicals.org. That's where I fly. My colors now is in agriculture. I am a survivalist, I'm military, and I'm mostly a physicist. But more than any of it, I'm a philosopher in the way to integrate one thing with another. This is a survival thing that I teach.
Class, that's Rick, R-I-C-K, at NW Northwest, nwbotanicals.org. Rick at nwbotanicals.org. I'm Vincent Finelli. This is usapreparers.com. And class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.